So we got to the bottom of Yutes Amun Beis. We're about to start a famous story. So the Gemara around 10 lines from the bottom, Tanu Rabbanan. Pam Achas, one time, Alu Kol Yisrael L'Regel Yushalayim. All Klal Yisrael went to Yushalayim for, it was one of the Shlosh Regalim, for Ali L'Regel. L'Hoya L'Hem Mayim L'Shos, there's no water for them to drink along the way. Halach Nachdimun Ben Gurion, famous. Eitzel Adon Echad, he went to a very wealthy individual. Amar lo hilveni shtei mesrei mayanos, lend me 12 springs of water so I could give the members of Klai Yisrael to drink. So mayim loli regalim, so they could, I could give them water to drink. Vani etein lecha shtei mesrei enos mayim, and I will return to you 12, the same amount of water. Vimeini nosin lecha, and if I don't pay you back with all this water, harinu nosin lecha shtei mesrei kikar kasev, I'll pay you back 12 silver bars of silver. The kavalos man, and they set a date for when the loan is due. Kevin shegiyas man, once the time arrived, v'lo yarduk shamim b'shachris. So the very last day came, and it hadn't rained since then, and it was the morning of that day. It didn't rain. So shalach lo shagarli omaim omaus. So the adon sent Sinakdimon ben Gurion, either send me the water that you owe me, or send me the money that you owe me. Sheishli biyadech, that I have in your hand, that you owe me. Shalach lo, so Nakdimon sends back to this Adon, Adayin Yeshli Zman, I still have time. Kol Yom Kulo, the day's not over, it's just the morning. Kol Yom Kulo Shalihu, it's still mine. But Sarayim, the afternoon, so it still hadn't rained. Shalach lo, Shagili Omaim Omaos, Sheishli biyadech. So the Adon sends back to Nakdimon, send me the money or the water that you owe me. Adayin Yeshli Shalos, I still have time, the day isn't over. Biyom. The mincha, now is later in the afternoon. Shalach lo, the adon sends again a third time. Shagar li o maim o maos, sheish li biyotcha, send me the water or the money that you owe me. So, shalach lo, he sent back to the adon, adayin yeshli shos, bayom, I still have some time left in the day. Liglag alav oso adon, the adon was kind of making fun of him, saying, kol hashana kula lo yarduk shamim. This entire year was a big drought, it hadn't rained once, and now suddenly, achshav yarduk shamim, now, the very last moments of the day of our the loan is due, you think it's suddenly going to rain? Nichas the base of Merchatz, besimcha. So the Adon went to the bathhouse very, very elated. Ad she'adon nichas besimcha to the base of Merchatz. So while the Adon was going to the base of Merchatz, very, very happy, Nakdimon nichas the base of Mekdash, base of Mikdash, kshu'atev nisatev. So he went to, Nakdimon went to the base of Mikdash, very sad. Nisatev v'amad betfila, he put himself, wrapped himself in talis, and he had started to daven. So something I want to know, why Nakdimon waited till the end of the day to daven? Why didn't he daven all the way in the morning, or maybe a couple of days earlier? Why did he wait until the last minute? So some explained that he was hoping that the rain would come without any type of nes, without any type of tefillah. He'd rather the rain come b'derech hateva. Since that didn't happen, he had to daven in a great way in order for it to come b'derech nes. So we normally try to take the approach of teva unless really needed otherwise. So anyways, he's in the base of Megiddo now, wrapped in his talus and davening.
Teva is Hashem. Elokim. Hashem is Shumagin, Hashem Elokim.
Very good.
Elokim in Gimatria is a teva.
So Amar Lefano Ribono Sh'olam. So he says to Hashem, Galay Yadul Fanecha, it's known in front of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shlo Lichvo Diyas. He said, I didn't do this for my own honor. Lo Lichvo Beis Abba, not for my family's honor. Asisi. El Lichvo Dcha, I did this for you, Asisi. So that there should be water for the people coming to flock to Yushalayim for all of the regalim. Nothing to do with me or my family. All for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Miyad, immediately what happens, Niskashu Shemayim Ba'avim, the sky fills up with clouds. V'yarduk Shemayim begins to rain. Ad Shnismalu Shtei Masrei Mayanos Mayim, until the 12 springs of water were filled. V'osiru Ad Shiyatsu, and it overflowed even. Achiyatsa Adam Mibesa Mirchatz. The Adam leaves his Besa Mirchatz, Nakdimon Ben Gurion, Nuts Mibesa Mikdash. They're leaving each from their location. Kishapagu Zebazet, they end up meeting up with each other. Amulo. So the Adam says, Tainli Dmei Mayim Yoser, Sheishli Biyat. Sorry, oh, Nakdimon says, ah. So Nakdimon says, Amulo, Tainli Dmei Mayim Yoser, Sheishli Biyatcha. Give me the extra, the surplus in which I return to you, the extra reward I gave you, you should pay me that extra. Amulo. So the Adon says, Yodea ani shelo hirish HaKadosh Baruch Hu olamo el b'shvilcha. I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only shook the world up, only did this for you. Ela bishvicha. Ela adayin yesh li pischon pelech. I still have a response to you. Shotzi mimcha es ma'osai. That I'm going to take your money, my money from you. Shekfar shukach hama. That the sun already had set before the rain came. Ukshamim birshusi yardu. And the rain rained in my possession. So what happened was, again, the loan was up by the nightfall. And the sun set. And then only then did it start raining. So really, you owe me money. So what happens? Chazav v'nichnas. Nakiman goes back to the Beis HaMikdash. Goes back to the Beis HaMikdash. Nis'atif. He wraps himself in talus once again. Again, remember, it's nighttime now. Amad b'tfilah. He starts to daven. V'amar l'fana. V'ribono sh'olam. Hodesh she'esh l'cha ovim b'olamecha. You let it be known that you have loved ones in this world. B'yad nisbazur ha'avim. Suddenly the clouds dispersed. V'zarch l'chama. And the sun rose again. But also Shah, that time, that moment, Amaloha Adon, the Adon said, Ilu lo nakdara chama hayali pischampe. Had the sun not came out again, I would have a claim against you. Pischampe lecha. Shotzi mimcha ma'osai, that you took, my money is owed to you, owed to me. But now that the sun had re-risen, so I see that you pay back your debt. All the water has been filled, and that was the story. So this is the tremendous nes about rain and davening with Nachdimon Ben Gurion.
This is a famous one?
Famous one, I think. Says the Gemara, Tana, lo Nachdimon Shemo. His name actually was not Nachdimon. Ela Boni Shemo. His name was Boni. Why they call him Nachdimon? Lama Nikra Shemo Nachdimon, Shenikdera Chama Ba'avura. So what's the exact definition of Nachdira? Rashi says, the very top line of Rashi's, Nikdira is Zarcha. It means to rise. It's shown. The sun was shining. So that's why he called him Nakdimon, similar to the word Nakdara, Nikdara, Chama Bavura. But his name was really Bony, I guess. Tanur Rabban on the Gemara quotes a Bryce that says, Shlosha Nikad Melehem Chama Bavura. There are three individuals in history that the sun, at least, stayed up longer than it should have. Who are they? Moshe of Yeshua and Nachdimon Begurion. These are the three individuals that were zoch to have a son being held up longer than it was supposed to. Bishma Nachdimon Begurion. We understand the story of Nachdimon Gemara. There's a Masorah we have. We have the story we just read about. That's how we know Nachdimon was one of the three. Yeshua Nami Kra Dichsev. There's also a pasuk that Yeshua also had the son stay up a little bit longer. Dichsev Aidom Hashemesh Vayarchin Amad. The Gomer. This is when they were fighting, was it Givon?
Yeah.
They're fighting in Givon, and the end of the day was coming, so Yeshua asked that the sun should stay up a little bit longer to continue the battle. And it did that. So Ela Moshe Menon, how do we know that Moshe was able to? There's a story about Moshe that he did the same thing. There's no pasuk. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Asher Echel Echel. There's a Gzer Shava. Ksiv Hacha, it's written here, where in the, this one's in the Torah, in the Chumash, it says, Hayom haza achel teis pachtecha. And Ksiv Hasman is written by Yeshua, achel galecha be'ene. So we have a gzer shava, achel achel, just like Yeshua had the son stay up longer for him, so to Moshe Beinu as well. So this gzer shava, we learn that.
It says
it's a Yaakov,
and it's a
Chizkiyahu. Yeah, the Tosin of Ozazar asks this question. Yaakov also stood up longer, and Chizkiyahu also the son stayed a little bit longer than it was supposed to. Those are the answers, I think, that Yaakov Avinu. Since when Yaakov Avinu was when he was leaving from the house of Yitzchak, he passed by the Beis HaMikdash and the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to sleep, so he made the sun set earlier than it was supposed to. So to make up the time, Kadosh Baruch Hu had to make another event where the sun stayed up longer than it was supposed to even out the balance. So that was just for Tashlum purposes, answers Tosfos. When it comes to this, these weren't for any Tashlum. This was like more of the din of it. It was a different type of sun. Delaying the setting of the sun. And apparently Chizkiah the same thing about the, I think the sun, when someone got sick, the Gemara Sanhedrin talks about that the sun, they thought the day the world was ending, I think, because the sun would set much earlier than it was supposed to. Something bad happened, I remember the details of it. So then they had to make up that time that the sun was setting earlier, so they made the sun stay out longer than it was supposed to. So those are the two cases by Yaakov and Chizkiah. But these three situations, none of them were Tashlumim, it was all because of certain zechus or nes that happened. So anyways, that's the first answer, that there's a Gzer Shava from Yeshua to Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu also was Zochet to have the sun stay out longer than it was supposed to. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar Asa Teis. He has another Gzer Shava that from Yeshua to Moshe. Ksiv Hacha Achel Teis Bachtecha. Uksiv Hasam Biyom Teis Hashem Es Ha Emori. So from the word Teis, again, same idea, just a different word that's being used for the Gzer Shava. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asa Migufa Dekra. He learns this out from the pasuk itself that says Asher Yishmun Shemecha Rogzu V'Chal Mipanecha. So this is a pasuk. Also, that's the same pasuk in Devarim. So what does the pasuk mean? That they heard the Aviragzu and they got, I guess, almost angry, upset. When did they get so upset? So the drasha he's making here is that they got so upset, I guess, at Moshe Benu, and they're figuring out that he must have gotten upset because he had the sun stay out longer than it was supposed to. Somehow that's what's being implied by this pasuk. I'm not sure exactly how that's being implied from these words, though.
Okay, I see.
It looks like also the end of this pasuk says Tachas Kol Shemayim. So why is Tachas Kol Shemayim? That they're saying must refer to something below this, right below the sky, namely the sun. So it was something about the sun that caused them to tremble, namely that the sun stayed out longer than it was really supposed to. Okay. Now the Gemara goes back to darshaning the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us a number of different situations where we would have to blow the chua, blow shofros, and fast. So Gemara said, "Achin ir shelo yardu aleg shamim." There was one city had the rain go for it, rain for it, and the other city did not have rain come down for it. That was a big klala. Summer of Yehuda. Yehuda says, "Amar Rav, ushtein leklala." Both cities, even the city that got the rain, was also leklala. And the reason being is because one city got more rain, too much rain. Sometimes too much rain is not good either; it causes floods. Right. So look at Rashi ushtein leklala. Rashi ushtein leklala. This is towards the top. Akrakai. It's referring to the pasuk. Haydechsev al ir achas amtir, al ir achas lo amtir. One city it rained, one city it didn't rain. Shein lekala, both of them are lekala. Why? Also she amtir alera rov kshamim, the city that received most of the rain, she mekalkulin es hatavua, it ruins the grains if it rains too much. The shelo yamtir ein kshamim vein tavua gdela, and if the city that didn't rain, so that city obviously had a lot of kala because it had no rain, nothing grew. Now the Gemara is going off on a bit of a tangent now. What does a tangent mean? On a side topic.
Tangent,
yeah, it's tangent. Math. It's based on a... Right. Okay. So, it's a math term. It's a math term, that's all.
Just want to learn another word. Tangent.
Yeah, it's borrowed from one place and used in another, and very nicely. So,
it's cool.
A lot of
them. Yeah. So, Gemara goes on a bit of a side point now, discussing... some psukim in Eicha, as I guess we're into Tammuz and Av now, getting close to Tisha B'Av in 3 weeks. So a number of statements said in the name of Rav Yehuda, in the name of Rav, even though it has nothing to do with what we're talking about now, it still, I guess, has to do with Klala, something bad, and it's the same person who's saying all these statements. So the Gemara says, Ha'isa Yushlaim l'nida b'neim. You should say the pasuk in Eicha that Yushlaim is going to be like a nida, it's going to be foreign and tamei from among us. So what does that mean? So Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, lebracha, that's meant to be a bracha. It could have been worse. Why is that a bracha? It's kenida, ma nida, yesh la heta, just like a nida, after time, she's mutter to her husband, after Yushlaim, yesh la takana. Also, Yushlaim eventually will get out of the state of nida and be mutter to their husband, if you will, to Klal Yisrael. So that's better being a nida than, let's say, kemes, for example, which will never come, well, will come back eventually to ches emesim. But nida is something a little bit more sooner will be mutter as opposed to something that could be never mutter. Ha'isa kalmana. We also say in the pasuk in Eicha that Yushalayim is like an almana. So once again, Amar Rav Yehuda, the bracha, this also is meant to be a bracha. Kalmana of lo almana, not an actual almana, but like an almana. How? Lo almana mamish. El kishisha shahalach bala lemidnas hayam v'dayt la'achzor aleh. She's like an almana where her husband goes overseas, so he's going to obviously return soon, not that she's an actual almana where the husband dies, but that the husband's going to return. And that's the bracha only ki almana. I'm going to make you into people who are very humble and lowly. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Levracha, this is also a bracha. It's not good to be the head of things. Delo mokmi minan, I'm not going to make from one of you guys lo rashi nahara, lo gizifrati. Not heads of the river. And let's see what Rashi says here. This means Rashi is muhsin, tax collectors, and sarditan is merov bizayon. What's a gizirifti? Does it say what that is?
Police officer.
Police officer. Ah, okay. I'm not going to make you guys either one of them because people end up not liking these individuals. They don't like the cops and they don't like the tax collectors, so we don't want you to be hated. So better to have lower positions that are not so out there. Then the Pasuk in Eicha says, is this still in Eicha? This is in Melachim. Okay. So, V'hi kashem es Yisrael kasher yonud hakana b'mayim. And Hashem had hit and smote Klai Yisrael, had killed a bunch of the people in Klai Yisrael, just like the kana, the reed, moves with the water. The reeds are in the water, it moves back and forth. So what does that mean? What's the comparison to a reed in the water? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Livracha, this too is a bracha. Damar Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Maidichsiv. What does the pasuk mean when it says, this pasuk is found in Mishlei, Nemanim Pitei Ohev, V'netaros Nishike Sone. The pasuk literally means, believed are the hits of the loved one, and netaros are deceitful, are the kisses of an enemy. So the kiss of an enemy is worse than the punishment received from a loved one. What does that mean? Tova klalal shekila achia hashiloni, es Yisrael. Better is the curse, it's a curse though, but still the better is the curse that achia hashiloni gave to Klai Yisrael. Yosemi bracha shebirchas bircha and Bilam HaRasha, better than the bracha that Bilam HaRasha gave to Klai Yisrael. So we see sometimes a curse is better than a bracha. Achia hashiloni kalan bikana, he cursed them that they should be like a kana, and said, Amar lehem Yisrael, hi kashem es Yisrael kashe yanun hakana. So what was that? Now going back to the pasuk in Melachim, why did he say Hashem should hit Klai Yisrael like a kana is moved in the water? Ma kana ze omed b'makom mayim v'gazo machlif v'sharasha mubim. Just like a reed in the water, that if it gets cut down, it's always going to regrow, and the roots stay established, held well in the water. V'afil kol ruchol shibolim baos v'noshvas bo ein mazizis osamim kamo. And all the winds come and blow the reed, it just bends and comes back and forth. So Elaholich Uba Imahim the Mamarochus Amur Ain Maziz al Sabim Kamo. Elaholich Uba Imahim, it goes with the wind. The Mo Haruchos Amanakonibum Kamo, it stands in its place.
If the
winds stop, right, Damo, if they're silent, the winds are silent, so then the kind of stays in its place. Aval Bilam, so that was the Klala, so not such a bad Klala. Okay, Klai Yisrael will be back and forth, but it always remains in the same place. About Bilam HaRasha Birchan Be'erez, he's giving the bracha, they should be like a cedar tree. Shenemar Karazim, Ma Erez Ze'enu Omid B'malkam Mayim. Just like Erez doesn't stand in the place of water. I guess here the mashal is the place of Torah. And Ve'en Gaza Machlef, and if it gets cut down, it doesn't regrow itself. Ve'en Charasha Mubim, and it doesn't have strong roots in the ground. Afil Kol Ruchos Sheba'olam Noshos Bo. All the winds come, it doesn't move it, the cedar tree stays pretty strong. However, Kevin Shanishba Ruach Dromus, the southern wind, the powerful wind from the south comes, Okarto uproots it, Fofachta Panavan puts it on its face. Oh, not only that, Elisha Zacha Kano, so fine. That's how we see that the Bracha of Bilam is actually not as good as the Klala of Achia Shilonim. What? Oh, moreover, also, the Kana was Zocha, it's such a bracha, because that was what was used to, as the pen to write a Sefer Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. Because that's what, again, going back to the beginning of this Gemara, that's what it meant when he kashem is Yisrael kasher yonud hakana b'mayim, the bracha was because although it moves back and forth, it never gets completely uprooted from its place. Says the Gemara now, another point about Kana and Erez. Tanur Rabbanan on the bottom of Amud Aleph here says, Liol mihealdam rach kikana, a person should always be soft like a reed. Valyehe kashik eres, not be hard and difficult like cedar. Maisa Shabbat Rabbi Eliezer, there's once a story happened with Rabbi Lazar ben Rabbi Shimon mi migdal gdur mi base rabo. He came from this place, the Tower of Gdur, I guess. And Hayat Rachva Achamar, he was riding on a donkey, Umetail al Sasnar, he was going alongside the riverbanks. V'sameach Simcha Gadol, he was so happy. V'hayisa Daito Gasalav, he was very proud. V'pnei Shalamat Torah Harbe, he learned a lot, and he's coming back from the base magic, very, very proud of himself for learning so much. Nizdamin lo Adam Echad, person came to him. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, who is this individual? Nizdamin lo Adam, Yesh Shvarim Shikasa ben Eliyahu Zachlatov. Eliyahu came upon him. Eliyahu came intending to teach him not to be so proud, not to have such gaiva. So Gemara continues and says, so again, Nizdami lo adam echad shaya mechur b'yoser. Ugly person came up to Rebbe Lazar. So Amar lo, Shalom alecha Rebbe. So the individual says to him, how are you, Rebbe? Lo hichshalon. Rebbe Lazar doesn't respond to this ugly looking person. Amar lo, reka kama mechur also ha'ish. So, who's saying back now? Who's talking?
The Rebbe.
The Rebbe says, "Kam mechur osa ish shemakol bnei ircha mechur an kamoscha." He says, "How ugly is this individual? Perhaps the whole city is as ugly as this person." So Amar lo, he says back. Eliyahu says back to him. Any yodea? Actually, no. No, this I think Eliyahu says back to him first.
No. Amar lo, ish Eliyahu. Any yodea? Uh-huh. If all your city is so ugly, they said any yodea?
Okay, so I don't know. Go tell the God that created me, tell him, look how ugly this kli that you fashioned. So Rebbe Lazar finally realized that he sinned. He got off the donkey and spread in front of the person. Please forgive me. So Eliyahu says, again, not knowing it's Eliyahu, I'm not going to forgive you until you tell the God that made me, until you tell him that how ugly the kli is that he made. He followed Eliyahu Navi until he got to the city. The entire city came out to greet Eliyahu Navi. They all said to Eliyahu Navi, Shalom Alecha Rabbi, Mori Mori. They went to greet Rebbe Lazar rather. He said to Rebbe Lazar, when they went to the city, they went to Rabbi Eliezer. So Amar Lahem, so this individual, Eliyahu Navi, says to the Bnei Iro, L'miyatim karim Rabbi Rabbi, who are you calling Rabbi Rabbi? Amar lo, L'zesh metal achrecha, the person who rides behind you, that person, he's our Rabbi. Amar Lahem, so Eliyahu says to the people of the city, Imze Rabbi, Ayrabu Kamosu B'Yisrael. Is this your Rabbi? There should not be people like this in Klal Yisrael. Amar lo, Mipnei Ma, why do you say such a thing? Amalhem kach v'kach asa. This is what happened. He told him the whole event. He called me ugly. So kach v'kach asa li.
But he did. What? I think you confused him. You turned it around.
Huh?
I think you turned it around. They called to the mechual rabbi.
No.
What?
So they're calling to they refer to they know they know his rabbi. They know it's some guy. They know Eliyahu Navi, you know. I think we're good.
Okay.
So Amr lo, so they said to him, Afal Pike, and they said to Eliyahu Navi, this is, you're right, okay, fine, he did something wrong, but Machalo, you should still forgive him. Shalom Gadol B'Torah, he's a big, great person in learning. Amr lehem, Bishilchem Harini Machalo, and because of you, because of the Bnei Iro, I'm going to forgive this individual. Ubilvad Shlo Yehe Rogil Asos Kane, as long as he makes sure not to do this. Miyad Nichnas Rebbe Lazar Ben Rebbe Shimon V'Dar Shlolam. Then he came in and gave a big drasha when he entered the city, and he said the following: as a person should always be soft like a kana, and not so hard and harsh like a cedar. And for that reason, the kana was zocha to be the element used, the instrument used to write the Sefer Torah, tefillin and mezuzah. I'm not sure why the difference is. Before we said Sefer Torah, Nevi'im Ksuvim. Now the Gemara says Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah. Okay, Jim, again, same idea, but switching it up a little bit. Says the Gemara further now, quoting from the Mishnah, Dever o Mapolos. So if there was a city that had Dever, some disease that was rampant, or there was the buildings and walls were falling down, that was also something, a situation where they would blow the shofar and fast right away. So Tanur Abanam. Mapolos Shamru, the falling of the buildings that we've discussing, We're talking about Breos, where there's strong buildings, but they're falling anyways. That's considered something strange going on. Velo Ruos. Shein Ruos Lipol. Velo Ruos Lipol. Sorry. Can I read that line there?
Velo Ruos, comma, then Shein Ruos Lipol, Velo Ruos Lipol.
Uh-huh. So low ruos. So again, not bad walls. If they're bad walls, so it's not a chiddush that they're falling down. It's not a big deal because they're bad. The maintenance hasn't been kept up. It's been there for years. So if the bad walls start falling down, that's not going to warrant fasting. And then you're saying shein ruos lipol velo haruos lipol. So how do you read that line there?
These are walls. It's like we're reiterating the same point that there were walls that weren't appropriate, befitting to fall. Not ones that were on the verge of falling.
Uh-huh.
So it's sort of like reiterating the same point with the Brios, Flor Ruos.
Okay, so again, so the walls that we're discussing are walls that are strong, but they're falling down anyways. So, hey, Neo Brios, what's hey, Neo Shane Ruos, Lipol? Hey, Neo Ruos, Lipol? So what are, how do you define a strong wall, a weak wall, a wall that's ready to fall, a wall that's not ready to fall? What are these different types of walls? The Gemara says, "Lo tzricha, the naflu machmas govayu." It fell because of its height. So that's a case where it was strong or weak.
Strong, but yeah. High.
If it's high, that makes it weaker also, though.
Not weak, it's just unbalanced.
Right. So then, isn't that asking to be falling down?
Yeah. Right. Tosfos says from the third line.
Mm-hmm. He said, "Lo tzricha, the naflu machmas govayu perish to have a breos v'lo hayruos lipol el machmas govan." They're very strong, but they only were fit of falling down because of its height. And therefore, you would fast for that such a situation?
I think the Indian is to see it as a good thing. It's a good thing, no? It's still worth fasting.
Yeah, this is when you fast, as we're saying. And it's a somewhat uncommon event.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think it's saying as follows. No. We only fast if they're walls that are not fit to fall. But if they're strong walls that are fit to fall, such as a tall wall, then you would not fast for them. You build a really strong building out of steel, but you build it, you know, thousands of feet up in the air, it's going to fall over, perhaps.
Therefore, you're not fasting.
Right, you don't fast for that, right. Inami, the Kaima Gudunara, or if it's built along the riverbanks and near an area where the ground's very soft, that too is not something that's going to, even though the mitir might be strong, but the foundation's not going to be strong, that too, if it fell, you wouldn't fast because from the beginning it was a weak building. Yeah, he Ashisa Ruya, like we once had this case of Ashisa, yeah. Yeah? Rashi lo tzricha de kaima gud dinara, that one? Or the next one, Had Kasani?
The fifth line of Rashi, sixth line of Rashi from the top. Mapolish Yishan Lo. Mapolish Amru Masrina Lan, Bridos Kamrina. Shechom is Bridos Vapa Piche Noflos.
But Ima Yochomot on the float of Wots, and Matrina Lan. Oxenan, Reuyotli Pol, Matrina Lan. Hello.
Yeah, I'm not sure Rashi's saying differently. Yeah.
Starting from the words about Polish Amr Masrinalin, those that were saying you have to blow the Truon are by the Brios, are by the strong ones.
Right, but there are two types of strong ones. There are strong ones that are strong and founded strong, and there are strong ones that are places that are not going to stay alive, stay for a while. So if it's a strong material that's built very tall, that doesn't have so much life expectancy to it. So that you would not fast on. And if it's a strong building that's built along the river, that too doesn't have much of a future to it. So if that falls, that you're not going to fast for that because that was built very poorly.
What is that called, Brios?
I think because Gemara wants to say, what is Brios? The Brisa had this very unclear line. You have Brios, certain strong buildings that are royally pole and certain things that are not royally pole. How do you have a strong building that's either roy or not roy? So Gemara says, I'll give you an example of a brios that's not roy to be strong, that is roy to fall. that's built very tall, or is built on a riverbank where the foundation is very weak, those, although it's strong itself, the material is strong, but the foundation isn't strong, so therefore you wouldn't fast if those were to fall down. The Gemara now brings a story once, Ki hahi ashisa. So what exactly is ashisa? It's a type of wall. Ruah. There's a very weak wall. The Hava ben Naharda, that was in Naharda, this place. The Lahava Khalif of Rav Shmuel Tusa. I guess it was kind of bending over or something. That Rav and Shmuel would not walk below this wall. Avagav the Kaima Ba'asan, place of Shan, even though it was there for 13 years and didn't move, they still wouldn't go below this wall. Yomachada, one day, Ikle Rav Adha bar Avalahasam. Rav Adha came to visit the city, Naharda. Amale Shmuel Rav, Shmuel says to Rav, Nisi Mar Nakif. Let's go around this wall. Let's get around it because we don't want to go below the wall. Let's take the longer route home. We don't need to go around. We can walk directly underneath the wall. Rav Adha was such a chasr of Adam Gadol that he had so many zechuyos. Certainly the wall will not fall on him. We could go straight and take the quicker route home. Rav Huna, Havle Hahu Chamra. So either way, so we see from here that... how are you bringing the story, by the way? Just there's a situation of a weak wall. No, before I get to that, I'm saying, why do you bring this story? Simply because it's a case of a weak wall?
It's a weak and it didn't fall.
Just stop.
Comparing to strong and it did fall.
Clearly it's not a wall that's going to collapse because it hasn't collapsed in 13 years and yet it's still categorized as like as a dilapidated.
Uh-huh. That's what Rashi says, yeah? Where's this Rashi? Okay, she said, I don't see that Rashi. Oh, it's not bold, okay. No, wait a second.
Even though it wasn't fit to fall, they still avoided it.
Uh-huh, okay. So you have certain walls or buildings that might stay for a while, but be weak and should be avoided anyways. Okay. Then the Gemara says that Rav Huna Havalei Hahu Chamra Bu Besa Ru'ya. Ria, he had a donkey that was in this house, chamer wine. Yeah, he had wine that was in this house that was falling apart. And so he wanted to remove the wine before the whole house collapses and ruins the wine. So Aili le Rav Adha bar Ava, he brings Rav Adha, who was the miracle worker, he brings him inside the house, and Mashch v'Shmeisen, he kind of engaged him in learning, Adifana, until he's able to empty out all the wine, and Basad Nafik, so then he said, okay, now we could go, right after they left, Nafal base the house collapsed, so everybody was safe, the wine was safe, great. So Argish Rav Adha Rava, he felt what was going on, Rav Adha picked up, wait a second, what just happened? But he got very upset, because, why? Savar la, ki ha, he held like the following opinion, Dama Rabbi Yanai, Liolam, Rav Huna had some wine that was in the house that was about to collapse. He wanted to save the wine. They're very expensive, very tasty. So he brought Rav Adha into the house. Rav Adha, nothing bad's going to happen to Rav Adha. He brought him to his own home. He learned with him and talked and learning. And while he was talking and learning, he started removing all the wine. And then everything, the wine left. He said, okay, we're done here. Let's go outside now. The moment they left outside, the house collapsed. So Rav Adha realized what was going on, that he's being abused, really, he's taken advantage of. To help save the wine. So he got very upset. So why was Rav Adha so upset? What's the big deal? So because he held like the Amar Rabbi Yanai, Liolam al Yamod Adam Makom Sakana. Person should not put himself in a dangerous position. Viomer Osin Li Nais, and Akash Baruch Hu is going to do a Nais for me. Why? Shem Ein Osin Li Nais, because perhaps Akash Baruch Hu won't do a Nais for you. V'im Tim Salomar Osin Li Nais, and even if Akash Baruch Hu will provide you with a Nais, Menachlam Zichuyosav, he's going to take away from you Zichuyos, you're going to lose Zichuyos, so why waste your Zichuyos and need him? Just save his Zichuyos for Olam Haba. So Rav Adha didn't want to lose his Zichuyos, he hid a lot of Zichuyos. To waste them on saving somebody's wine wasn't something he was willing to give up his Zichuyos for. But that's why he got very upset. Amar of Chanan, Maikra, what's the pasuk? What's the source of this content? Dichsiv katonti mikol ha-chasadim mikol ha-emes. Yaakov Inu, with his great anivus, was so concerned that after all the events he went through, he was concerned that maybe he had lost katonti, became so small. All the nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed for him, took away from his zechuyos, and he had no zechuyos left. That's what he complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was concerned. This is one of the big sources of anava, not that we need a source for anava, but the Gemara in, I think it's Bava Metzia, says that the only amount of gaiva, person's allowed to have is 1/64th, however you measure that, I'm not really sure how, but a person leveling out his gaiva versus anivus should only have 1/64th of his gaiva. So the Gra famously writes that this word katonti, the pasuk katonti, appears in the 8th parsha of the Torah, and the 8th pasuk of the 8th parsha, 8 times 8 is, of course, 64. So that's how we go no 1/64th. So the Gemara says, Maya hava uvda, derv ade bar ava. So what was the story about Rav Ada, how he had such great zechuyos? So Gemara says, ki had the itmar, the following story. Shalu Tamidav, his students, want to ask him, the Rav Ada bar ava, ma harachtu yamim. This is a famous, this Gemara happens in many places in Shas, a few times in Maikatan and Megillah. Tamidav wanted to know, what zechus do you have that you were able to live for so long? So every Rav gave it a different answer. So what was his response? What did Rav Ada say? Amar lehem, miyamai, from all my days, lo hekpati besoch besi, I've never upset in my house, never got upset at my wife and my children. Lo tsa'adti mifnei misha gadol mimeni. What's tsa'adti mean? Never tried to support someone who's greater than me, meaning he didn't need my assistance. Let's see. Walked. I never stepped in front of him, it said. I always stood either next to him or behind him. Never walked in front of him. That's number two. Number three is Vlohi Hartimi Vos Matunafos. In those days, the alleyways were very dirty. They didn't have the type of sewage system and garbage system that we had. So the alleyways were places where they used to dump the garbage. So he never thought of any Torah while walking through such alleyways. Vlohalachti Dal Amos Blo Torah Blo Tefillin. I never walked four Amos not wearing Tefillin. Lo yashanti b'beis medrash, I never slept in the base medrash either. Lo shinas keva, lo shinas arai, even though certainly not a permanent, I never fell asleep for the night, and neither did I ever take a nap in the base medrash. Lo sasti b'taklus chaveri, I never got happy when I saw something bad happen to my friend. I never rejoiced, I never thought a good prank was good. Lo karati l'chaveri b'achino, so I never called a friend by his nickname. Amri le, others say b'chani chaso. So what's the difference between these two words here? One is...
His nickname not a good nickname. That they have to that same person. The chanichato is for his family.
Nickname for the family.
A gnai name, not a nickname.
A what?
Gnai.
A gnai name. Hachinosi is a gnai name.
Even hachinato, it's a gnai name. The chanichato, it's a gnai name for a family. Hachinato is a gnai name for a person.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Okay, fine. So it's a in what we'll call a nickname. A nickname. That's a bad nickname.
Yeah.
So one is for the individual, one is for the family. So either one, the different interpretations of what he said he did or did not do.
He didn't.
So Amalei Rava Lirach from Beparpa Leimalan Mar Mahani Mili Malyasa Dehavi Avid Rava Rafuna. So Rava wanted to know from Rafram, tell me some great Gedolim stories about Rav Huna. So Amalei, so he told him Vinu Kase, when he was very young, Lo Dechirna Bisivosa Dechirna. So what's this talking about right now? So when he was very young,
when he was old, I remember.
So I don't remember his when he was younger. I don't remember when he was younger what he used to do, but when he was older, I remember. Every single day when it was a cloudy day, he would take out his golden chariot, okay, and go around the entire city, and every wall that was bad, he would destroy, and if the owner of the wall couldn't rebuild it, he himself would rebuild it. He would destroy all the bad walls if the owner of the property was able to rebuild it. So the owner built it. If he wasn't able to do it, so then he himself, Rav Huna himself, would rebuild the wall from his own pocket. Furthermore, what was said about Rav Huna? Every Erev Shabbos, have a mishader shluch l'shuki. He'd send out a messenger to the shuk. And all the vegetables that was left over from the person selling his farmland, all the vegetables in the shuk, he would buy them. He would clean out the shuk, make sure there's no leftovers, and just throw it into the river. So that was one thing he did. So what was the nice thing about that? So,
so now we're asking, why did he give it to the poor people?
Right, so, before that, sorry, so we see, look at Rashi, Zavin Lei Vishadi Lei Vinahara, that Rashi a little bit higher up. L'Hachi Zavin Lei, the reason why he bought all the vegetables in the Shuk was, Dihava Mishayer Midei L'Gananin, if there was leftover vegetables for the owners of the gardens, Azul Le'ibud, the Mechach Shebishabasa, it's going to go to waste, because over Shabbos, it's going to get all bad and withered. V'Nimsa, Machshilin La'asul Lavo, D'lo Maisi Yerkelis the Shabbos. Next week, the guy's going to say, wait a second, I brought all this inventory, and so much of it went to waste. I'm not going to bring this much next to Erev Shabbos, and there'll be less food for out there, for people to buy. He wanted to make sure every single week that people selling would get rid of the inventory, so each week there'd be a surplus. He'd rather be a surplus than to be less food for people to buy in the Shuk for Shabbos. Then asks the Gemara, so why did he throw it into the river? V'lisvei l'aniyim. Let him at least give it to aniyim, people who didn't have anything to eat. So zimnin desamchi detayu. Sometimes the reason why he wouldn't do this is because the ani would say, wait a second, last week if Huna bought food for me, maybe this week he'll buy food for me also. And it will be maybe a week where it'll be messed over and less surplus to buy, and the Anim who are relying on him won't be able to have the food that they were expecting, so he didn't want to have them expect him to give the food each week. So at least the Gemara says, L'shad yeh lebehema, at least give it to the animals to have, don't throw it away, it's about tashchus. Kesavah shemaycha adam ein machil lebehema. This they say, the halacha is a person shouldn't give maycha adam to an animal. Yeah.
Everything is machil adam.
So there's particularly, I think, a halacha, specifically when it comes to in mitzvah, I think like challah, let's say, challah of Suda Shabbos, that should not be given to dogs or any animals, because especially when it comes to a mitzvah. See? Let's see if they bring us down the halacha. I'm pretty sure there's a halacha like this. There you go. Yeah, Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha, right? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the halacha, you can't throw bread in general. You can't throw pas. So another Gemara is elsewhere, you're allowed to do, you can throw other foods, just not pas. So the Magen Rambam writes, the source of the halacha of not throwing is based on this Gemara. You can't throw the food to the animals.
You cannot feed the birds with the challah left over?
Wait, so before we get to that, one moment. So you can't throw foods based on this Gemara. Then the Mishnah Brura is not sure whether or not, based on what we're saying here, is it usher to feed an animal human food or not? And the loch is, apparently, that only if there's nothing else to feed the animal, you could feed them human food. But if he has his own dog food to eat, you should not give him animal food. That's what's brought down the halacha. In terms of your question about feeding the birds bread, so it seems like maybe that one shouldn't do that. That's what it seems like from the halacha. Again, I'm not passing here. I have to look into this further. Interesting discussion, but that's what it seems. And when you empty your tablecloth outside, if a person does that, shake it out, you're not really feeding the birds. You're just emptying it out. It happens to be birds are going to be eating it, or what other animals are going to be eating it. But that's not going to be directly feeding the birds bread. Okay, something to look into. Either way, the Gemara continues and says, so v'lo lizmei klal, maybe you shouldn't buy it at all. Rashi is really quoting the Gemara. Maybe, so if it's going to go to waste, you can't feed it to the aniyim, you can't feed it to the animals, so maybe that Rufuna shouldn't buy the food at all. The reason why, the Gemara says, Nimtis machshil l'asulavo, it's going to create a michshal in the future because these gananim, these people selling the fruits in the marketplace, are not going to bring as much for the next week because so much of it went to waste. Okay, now another story about the godless of Rav Huna, Kiavale milsa da'asusa, when he had some medical issue, have a mali kuza dimaya, he'd fill up a cup of water, the sali lay besifa de besa, and you hang it at the entrance of his house. Vamar, and he would say, call the bai lacy of lishka, anybody who wants should come and take this. Okay, I'm not sure exactly what.
He had medicine, and no one else did, so they just said, anybody wants it.
What medicine?
And he'd hang it in the water, I guess?
It was a water jug, but I think he filled it with medicine.
Uh huh, okay. So he gave it to the public. Vikadamri, there were another version of the story. Milsa de Shivasa have a gamir. He was a bucky in Shadim. Shivasa is a type of shade. He was a bucky in all these different Shadim. And have a manach kuzu demai v'dalile. He would have a water, he would have a pitcher full of water and hang it on his house. Amar kol tzarech leisiv leyo delo l'stakin. Anybody who needs to wash the hands and eat should come. They shouldn't be in danger. Because I guess it's referring to netias adayim before eating, or netias adayim in the morning, that has something to do with the very shadim. A person doesn't wash his hands before eating. He has shadim based on Gemara Yuma, Rashi quotes. So therefore, he says, anybody who needs water should come to my house to wash the hands to avoid any shadim. Another story about Rav Huna, have a karech rifsa, when he would cut bread in Hava Pasach Levave, he would open up his house. Amar kol man de tzarech leisiv lecha, anybody else who needs to eat a meal, please come in and join me. Let's go a little bit further. Okay, we'll go a couple more lines. Amar Rava, kula, all these stories about Rav Huna, matino mekayimene, Rava said, I did myself, levar meha delo matino lemeavid. Except for this last one about I couldn't open my house up to everybody to come eat with me, Mishum Dimfisha Bnei Chela Dimichoza. Because the city that I live in had so many aniyim, so therefore I couldn't host all the different aniyim.
This is Russian.
Okay, so I guess we'll stop there today, and tomorrow we'll pick up with more stories.
Story time is 11.